Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with Chris.
Hello.
Spangalane, Dion Dangalane. That's my kid, which is my son, and my two co-hosts. And welcome to an episode of the Miss Pat Show. And it's a place where I get to meet
the Pat Down. This is the
Pat Down.
What did I say?
You said the Miss Pat Show.
Oh, shit. Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down.
Oh, you gotta cut that out, too.
The fuck up, never. Where I get to vent, and today I'm venting about an old nigga with a ballerina foot who ran off of my motherfucking money. Stay tuned.
That's how his foot, they remind when it moving. Swing low.
Y'all stay tuned after the minute so I can get this nigga out of my podcast. Hey y'all, let's do it again tomorrow so we can
recording stopped. Right.
Did you drop something in the Patreon, Chris?
Huh?
You drop something in the Patreon?
We don't have any to drop in the Patreon.
Yeah, somebody was like, it's something new. I was like, no, it's not. But yeah, let's do it again tomorrow.
Okay.
I can do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday if we can.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I'll get Jazz set up for tomorrow.
All right. See you guys.
Good day. You drop it in the Patreon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good night.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You wait to time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
And so I can get back in and send her message so I can get back in on Instagram. I'll get on Instagram. Say, yes, this is me. And I need to order that from you.
I'll take over from there. Bye. Hey, guys.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
My old ass don't know how to get into fucking Instagram. Hey!
How many messages a day would you say you get at this point?
I got a lot of messages. I just can't. And like, if I'm up in the middle of the night and I'm, you know, it's usually when I catch up on a lot of things, like 2-3, when I'm getting up and going to the radio, I will read them. But sometime I go in there and it's like 200 messages. Nigga, that's too much reading in one day for me. That shit cracked my motherfucking head like a car accident. So, you know, but I appreciate it. I do. And people be like, oh my God. And you know, I love supporting small business, whether they black, they white, you know me. I would just up and inbox them like, hey, I want to purchase something from you. So today,
I got a small business.
Yeah. Would you like to buy some games?
I saw a young lady that's real crafty at something, and I've been watching her for a while. But I was like, oh, I don't. But you know, I don't have nowhere to use it. But you know, I don't like telling people what I do because I don't do shit for the attention. But I have a person in my life that didn't ask for help. I just happened to visit them. And they was in need of some things. And I was like, you know what? I got you. I said, I got you because God have had me. So I ended up putting a roof on their house. And, you know, I love DIY. So I was like, do you mind if I do your bathrooms over? Because what happened was, I had a bunch of stuff that I bought for my house. And I don't know if I told y'all this.
Before was it was the nephew? Or is this a different person?
Yeah, it was my nephew. So I bought a bunch of stuff that I couldn't use. I don't know if I said on the last podcast, but I just said, oh, you can use it. So I just started tearing his house out.
I ran into a lady down in Louisville who she said she did some Christmas wreaths for you a couple of years ago. She told me to tell you hello. I hope you like the wreaths that she did for you.
She sure did. And I paid her. Because you know what? You can go to the big box store. But when I see people, you using your talent to do something. It was a guy in Canada. And he does. Actually, I didn't send him in a payment because he had to reship me some. But anyway, he does. Shut up! Shut up! I'll be so glad when I get my motherfucking part. Shut the fuck up!
They will too.
Cut it down. He does like this lacquer like paint. And so I had Junebug car made to it to hang it over his bed in the house. But you know, when I see people do, I'm on TikTok all the time. So when I see people do stuff I like, hey, let me support them. So this girl makes the Nintendo frame to go over the TV. Hmm. And my nephew got little boys. And I was like, I remember this girl I saw. It would be great because I'm going to customize their room like a little game room. I'm going to show the before and after pictures.
That's cool. So the she makes like a cover for the TV and then we'll paint Nintendo stuff on it?
Nintendo, you know, the joysticks on the side of the Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
They make the whole TV look like a Switch.
Oh, that's so cool. That's like a race car bed when we were kids, Dion. Yeah. Race car bed, you're fucking cool.
So I'm going to I'm gonna do some stuff to the room, and I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. Anytime I, you know, I can't complain. But let me tell y'all what I'm not excited about. Did I tell y'all my motherfucking contractor ran off of my money?
No, I was gonna ask you about this. I saw the post. What happened?
So this fucking air conditioner man, he comes in, and you know, I talk a lot of shit. So I talk shit to all the contractors. And first of all, I hate to say I don't like to hire black contractors. What the fuck is that?
I know. I remember that episode. We did an episode about that, and we held it for like 2-3 months until finally I was like, you got to put it out. It's really funny. She's like, but I don't want to look like I'm not supporting black businesses. Now you're like, fuck them contractors.
Fuck them. I mean, and then, you know, like, so... I went on V103 to tell. What happened was I hired this black contractor. So he started the job off pretty good. I gave him $20,000. Air condition. I needed 7 inside units, 7 furnaces, and 7 air conditions. So the outside unit.
What? how many buildings?
It's just 2 buildings. So, and
they
then
fat,
I,
Chris.
And then I wanted Train, because Train is supposed to be the top of the line, but I know everything can be top of the line, but that's what I want. Train
as hot as she keeps her house, she needs 14 heaters and 2 air conditioners, making me sweat my balls off in that basement.
So, well, make a long story short, so I ended up giving him $20,000. So he tells me when I'm out of town, he texts me, say, hey, I need $38,800 because at the beginning of the year, the units go up. And that was true. I verified it went up 18%. So I said, well, shit, just write him a check for $40,000 because I like all even numbers in case I need to go back and look for what I gave you. So I gave him the $40,000, which is a total of 60. And he wasn't the cheapest contractor either. So I'm at the Georgia game. I'm laying in the bed, getting ready, you know, resting. And I get a text saying, well, your bill is going to go from one price to $107,000.
Wow.
So I'm going to send you the pictures too. This son of a bitch, when I was out of town, ran this duct work down my hallway. Fucked my hallway up. Come on, son. Now, mind you, this is a custom house. Gonna tell me, well, your husband said, I'll tell you something. My husband did not hire you. If you don't get that bullshit out my motherfucking hallway, he moves the shit and they want to charge me $6,500 to move it. He put his thing, he put a vent in the place, in the wrong place, and the plumber told him he had to move it. He wants to charge me $500 for that. And I said, what you will not do, I would not pay, you would not rob me like that. So...
he was like, I'm gonna rob you like this.
I've robbed before. I know what it looks like.
Yeah. So we back and forth, and you know, he had a stroke. So he got one of his feet don't touch the ground. So I said, let me tell you.
Did he sound like Joe Biden?
Nigga, what? So I said, he got mad because I call him a ballerina feet.
What?
I said,
nigga,
I said, you ballerina foot motherfucker. I said, you ballerina foot motherfucker. I'm not giving you shit. And
You got robbed by a nigga who had a stroke?
Pretty much.
That nigga was like, I ain't going nowhere, but you ain't never gonna see me again.
Oh yes I am. Oh yes I am. Cause I sent you a picture, you can put it in, you can put it up.
Okay.
So this is what he did when I was out of town. He went all of this. So I have 9 feet ceilings in my basement. I said, this is a custom home. Why the fuck would I want to drop my motherfucking basement to 8 foot? Look what he did.
Okay, so
all that shit down my hallway. I said, take that shit down.
So the hallways would essentially be eight feet, and then the 9, and then you'd have to go up a foot when you went into a room.
No, yeah, it would be 9 foot everywhere. I told him, take that shit down, you fucking small leg motherfucker. And I cussed that motherfucker.
Did he lower the ceilings because his feet didn't touch the ground?
Like, he's got some going up here in the rafters, and then he's got some.
That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah, but this here, those are bigger because the house is big.
Right.
And so I told him, I said, you ain't about to lower my motherfucking ceiling. But he ended up running a whole different way where it worked out. Wants to charge me $6,500 to move that. Now, mind you, he ain't had to take no ducks or loose. All he had to do was pull that shit out the hallway and put it down another way. I said, boy, fuck you. So after that, he said, well, you're not going to. He said, the only way you're going to get your equipment if you give me $16,000. I said, nigga, I will buy you a brick to put up under your feet so you can be even height before I do that.
The hard negotiations.
Yeah, so I said, fuck you. So I went to the post. What I'm going to do is get these crack babies information. Oh, and they're going to call the shit out of them and have another scroll.
Patifa's on the case. So do you have to sue them to get your money back or what?
No. So the good part about it is I have insurance and I have construction insurance. Okay. So he literally, and what fucked him up is he told me to give him the $38,000. He's going to go get my equipment and bring it back. Send me an email saying your equipment shipped. When it get here, I'll bring it to you. I ain't seen that little foot nigga.
Now, which foot is little? Is it left or right?
It's his right foot. Somehow
did it shrivel?
We had a stroke. No, it shrunk.
Okay.
Strokes do not shrink your feet.
No, it shrunk his whole leg.
Okay, so he's got one bad leg. I'm not laughing at him. Let's be clear, because
yes,
I am.
Fuck him. Fuck
the
him.
Audacity to rob a nigga while you have a stroke is hilarious.
Why you
me.
Handicapped? I started to yank that nigga handicap stick out his motherfucking car and make that nigga have a long distance walk.
Enjoy Walmart now.
Yeah, he just thought, you know, then he wants to talk that bullshit. And he was like, I will sue the shit out of you. I said, nigga, please do. Because when I get through with your motherfucking shrinking leg, you motherfucking, what's that thing that used to bounce back and forth that toy we used to like?
Slinky.
Slinky leg motherfucker. That's what you got. You slinky leg motherfucker. Yeah, didn't want to talk that bullshit to me. Then now he wants to negotiate. I'm going to negotiate them white folks at your house. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, no.
I called the police. I said, police. I said, let me tell you something about me. I'm a hood bitch. I said, where your body camera at? I said, point your body camera to me. I said, if I wasn't on TV, I would kill that nigga.
Please said, tell me you didn't say that.
I showed it. I said, if I wasn't on TV, I would kill that nigga.
Wait, what? So you, where'd you meet police at?
I called a goddamn police about my motherfucking money. I said this thing because they try to say it's a civil case.
Further evidence,
it's not
you're
a civil
Republican.
Case. Yeah, it's not civil when you motherfucking tell somebody you gonna go get their shit and bring it back. It's defamation or some shit. I forgot what it called.
It's but not
when
defamation.
You tell somebody you. Yeah, not
deflamation of a nigga is what
definition of a nigga. But it's a charge when you tell somebody you're gonna go get they give you their money, you're supposed to go get their stuff and bring it back. And then he never did. So he stole my shit. Are you going to be
on Judy Mathis?
No, nigga. He going to give me my motherfucker. They going to lock that small foot nigga up.
Nikea, Miss Pat's son, is here. He's joining us in progress. What do you know about this stroke victim that is stealing from your mom? He's not joining us. Look at him. There he is.
Trying to lick the TV screen.
What do you know about this stroke guy that is stealing from your mom?
Oh.
He said it like he hired the nigga.
Are you at work again? Why are you being quiet?
He said, oh.
No, I'm not at work. I was in the middle of looking for my passport. And it's so.
Yeah. Where the hell are you going? Get some exotic hot dogs?
No.
All right, Mr. Deanna Kerr. Bing, bing. That's a winner right there. That's a winner.
Bing. I like that. Got me thinking of something now. But now, about the guy that ran off of the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, all right. Thanks for joining us, Nikea. We appreciate it.
I'm just saying, I never thought to let the cripple get you like that. Hey, for somebody that's in the condition they is, they ain't got to move.
But
fast.
You know what my husband told me when he first, I said, I like the guy. You know, he checked out pretty good and stuff like that. But I had three guys to pick from, so I ended up picking him. And so Gary said, my husband was like, Pat, you sure gonna do where he look like he stroked out? I said, what the fuck you mean he stroked out?
Oh my
God. I get that. This nigga walking like he off of Men in Black, that first alien.
Talking about like the worms.
Just like your next door neighbor.
Yeah.
So it's been a hell of a ride. It's been a hell of a ride.
Now in the middle of negotiating, hey, how you negotiate somebody's own money?
He literally, this is what he want me to do. He wants to finish the job, but I pay for the extra part of the work. That means where the air conditioner went up, where I gave him $40,000, he didn't buy all the units. He want me to pay for the extra.
Okay, so like you guys had a quote, agreed on a quote, and then he wanted
$38,000. I wrote him a check for $40,000 to buy the equipment.
Right.
But now he didn't buy all the equipment, so some of the equipment have gone up.
Right.
And it's an extra $4,000. I said, nigga, I wouldn't get you shit.
That's on him. You agreed to it.
Yeah, he's going to Magic City this weekend.
Magic City do not have a handicap section.
For an extra $2,000, he can make it rain on his little foot.
I mean, and then, you know, we talked about it on V103, and the whole thing, be quiet. The whole thing was, the guy said, some guy had a nerve to make a TikTok video or something. It is disgusting. Miss Pat said, well, the co-host of V103 said she would not deal with black business owners and only white people. Well, let me tell you something. I only talk about the motherfuckers who do me wrong. And right now, ain't no white person did me wrong. A nigga. Did me wrong. And I don't know how many goddamn. If you do me right, I'm going to fucking support you.
Always
and I told him that day, I said, my fucking electrician is black. My fucking guy who doing the guy who did my concrete was black. Well, the first nigga got fired. The second nigga worked out right.
That was the episode we had to.
Look, you got to start finding it look like Chris. If they don't look like Chris, they ain't going to do you right.
You about right. I said.
Missing that man in the Trump hat now, aren't you, Miss Pat?
the fucking King Electric here in Atlanta, the King Electric did my electrical work. I had no problem. I had no problem out the man who's breaking my house, which he's a Mexican. I ain't had no problem out the white people I bought the doors from. The second concrete guy was fucking awesome. I mean, I have a low voltage guy that, you know, and I don't go in looking for color. I go in looking for
concrete guy named George. So you already seen TikTok videos. George gonna always get it right.
No, that Mr. George is the brick man. The concrete guys, Ancorn. Yeah.
What's his name?
So I'm like, Ancorn, I don't know. I call him Mr. Martin.
Okay.
You know,
much easier to say.
He just walks away. He's like, she doesn't know my name is Antoine. Why'd she come call me Mr. Marcus?
Yeah. So, but you know, and I try to support. I don't go out looking for good, but I am a black person in America, and I'm not gonna lie. You know, and I know we got white fans, whatever, but I do my best to support black business. But the 8 times out of 10, I get fucked. The first concrete man was from fucking hell. Could not read a fucking blueprint, but was too old to tell a nigga he couldn't read. So I said, you get your old ass mixing machine and you black his fucking tart and get off my property.
Jeez. Damn. Wow.
So I fired him.
Happy MLK Day, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, they already know. They tell me Pat go out there. She find somebody.
Yeah. by me building this house, and I'm the general contractor, they try to play me like I'm some motherfucking light. Bitch, I watch HGTV. I watch TikTok all night, every night. I know when you niggas are fucking up. Because I watched the TikTok inspector video, and I'd be like, TikTok told me to tell you this.
I bet you're spot on that. Because you're a civilian and not a contractor, they think they're going to pull one over on you.
Yeah, they always try. I said, you can't pull a motherfucking thing over on me. I know. I order everything for this house. I bought the fucking... I bought the blueprints of the house. I had the architect come out. I know what an engineer is. I know what a soil test is. I fucking researched how to fucking go by getting a septic tank. The first motherfucker told me $75,000. I'm sorry, $55,000. I found a nigga to do it for $28,000 and did just as good of a job. I don't jump for the lowest and the highest. I jump for people with good background. This person came to me with people vouching for him and say he did a good job. He didn't have nothing shitty on the Better Business Bureau. He didn't have no shitty reviews.
On the Better what?
Business Bureau. But, you know, then they say you don't want to support black people. Fuck black people. Fuck black people. You can fucking treat me like that. Fuck y'all. I'm going to go over and give my motherfucking money to me motherfucking Mexican and white people.
Don't go with white people. I'm going to be honest.
Let me say white gets you right, huh, Chris?
Go Hispanic. You want Hispanic. That's all I'm saying.
So I had this white dude give me a quote on my acquisition. So I said, okay, you know, I'm always acting like I'm going to hire you when we first start. So, okay. Call him out there another time. Then I had 3 other contractors come out. All of them said, well, why are you giving you less air? You need 5 tons on the first floor, 5 tons on the second floor, and you need three tons in the basement. And in the other house, you need another three tons. So he's like, you don't need that much air. You don't need that. But you want to charge me $99,000? I said, bye, boo-boo. Bye. I said, because I had 3 other motherfuckers that was way less than you and going to give me way more than you. And then I fucked around and get this small foot nigga.
Gotcha, bitch.
You know you done fucked up when you got Chris Croce. Now, when you called the police, was it that white officer that fucked all of her coworkers?
I feel bad for this lady. You fuck 7 of your coworkers at once, and you end up a national laughingstock.
Put your right foot in.
And do the hokey pokey and the bala bala bala. Yippee!
You haven't heard about the police officer?
Run out with the money, and you know what it's all about.
I did see her, and I don't know. I guess LAJ liked it because she looked like she.
So let me set the story up. So it's a town outside of Nashville, south of Nashville, and it's a female police officer who's married to a park ranger. And
hey, boo boo.
Yeah, they apparently have an open marriage or don't have an open marriage, depending on who you talk to. But she was fired along with 6 other officers. 2 others were involved that got to stay on the force. All for having sex with this one female officer. So, like, at the same time, she was having sex and sexual relations of various kinds with 7, 8 of her coworkers.
Well, why did they fire the men? Did she want it?
Well, because it's a, you know, you You can't fire.
They got fired. They got fired because they was fucking on the job.
Right.
That's why they got fired. Had they done that shit, they was in duty. Clocked in.
If they had killed somebody, they'd be on leave. But
they probably was hitting the walkie-talkies as they was going.
I never saw how it got found out. How did it get found out?
I have no idea.
Somebody probably wanted something from her. She said no.
Mm. I don't think that was the case.
She don't look like she say no.
But when I tell you the memes, other than the MLK statue in Boston, it's the only thing I see on my feed now is the picture of this poor woman's face.
Boston might as well have just put a fucking burning cross up there with that raggedy ass statue.
What? They
don't. Don't it look like somebody eating somebody's pussy?
That's the worst fucking sculpture I've seen.
I was like, hey. I said it looked like oral sex.
It remind me of Baby Boy when he getting choked out.
Yeah, that's what they said. they really need to fire that artist and tell him to melt that shit down and go again.
I want to know who was like, yeah, go ahead, make all that bullshit.
They should put two arms and wrap around each other.
When they revealed it, I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even know what I was looking at.
I thought it was a big old dick.
Yeah,
that's you know, what it looked like.
Think what it is you're supposed to stand in the middle of it and like you got your arms wrapped around of it.
But look at this.
They look like somebody about to eat somebody's ass. They're like a pie. I told you.
Like who put the bangs on?
All right.
Who put the bangs on?
It's horrible.
I'll see if I can now find
it. Look, it looked right. Go back to the other picture. Go back to the other. It looked. No, the other one. No.
To the left.
Go back to
there. Yeah.
It looked right now. But when you get on that other part, I don't know what the fuck you looking at.
Nah, I think it's ass all the way around. This shit is terrible.
No, you wouldn't
be able to tell who Martin Luther King is by that sculpture.
No.
I'm looking at this shit. That could be any nigga holding
somebody. I'm mad they wasted all that black paint on that crap.
There ain't no motherfucking paint. That's iron, nigga.
I think it's bronze.
It's bronze.
That's some bullshit. I said,
that shit'll be green in 30 years.
Then we can mix the two. I'll see if I can find the picture of. Let's take a quick break, and I'll see if I can find the picture where what it's supposed to look like. Because I saw really.
Nigga, we know what it's supposed to look like. That shit now.
Have you ever seen the picture?
But you never. You know what? So the thing is, at first I thought the artist was white today when we were talking about on V103. But I think his name Henry Willie Mays, some shit like that.
Willie Mays.
What's his name?
I don't know. I know they spent $10 million on it.
Nigga, please.
Nigga, you allowed to say nigga today, Chris. Let's take a break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
$10 million. That sculpture is trash.
There's a really good photo that like showed.
It probably got ripped out by the HVAC man.
I if you go and dedicate something to Martin Luther King, the shit should be instantly recognizable. Nigga, I had never seen that picture of him and Coretta Scott King before this raggedy ass sculpture got made.
I've seen the picture, but nigga, why didn't you give us a head? $10 million should have got two heads on that motherfucker. You could at least gave us the fucking shoulder blades to him.
Nigga, you could have made fucking put a balloon on top of that motherfucker so I know who I'm looking at. I had no idea.
Me neither. Nigga, I thought it was R6 69.
Yeah, so and if you put the picture on top of the sculpture, it's a really good sculpture. Like, he or they or whoever made it nailed it, but then when you look at it like this,
somebody should have been like, we need it to look the same at every angle because this shit does not look right. And leave it to Boston to fuck up some shit for black people.
Somebody giving head down there?
It just look like dick. Big old black dick. That's what it look like she holding. A big old black dick. That look like a booty hole.
But yeah, that's the picture.
I don't think Martin Luther King would be happy.
I guess you're supposed to see it from the up top, not from the bottom.
Well, nigga, they need to fly. It should be in a flying. That really look like somebody eating pussy.
Yeah, he eating pussy, and she got the head behind the head. That's how I like to eat pussy, right there.
And the niggas always trying to suffocate themselves.
Yeah, I want to know how you walk around every day. You suffocate yourself, no neck cabin, motherfucker.
All right, nigga, you don't look like you survived an abortion, goddamn.
He said you look like a fetus.
You don't want your mama wish she aborted, nigga. What you talking about?
Don't put me in that shit. When I got to the hospital with a nigga,
your front teeth look like two cup holders looking at, boy.
When I got to the hospital, they say I was too many months. They said this nigga gonna be born that week.
Went in there at the same time.
So let me tell y'all what happened. My family crazy. So my cousin's daughter passed, and bless her soul. So I'm talking to her sister, and I said, "What's going on, your sister?" Your niece died. She said, "Yeah." She said, "These niggas up here arguing about who gonna unlock the cell phone."
What? So they could take the cell phone and use it?
I don't know.
That's what they tried to get a jailbreak.
I'm like, I just said, let me call you. I got a podcast to do. Wasn't nobody crying.
If your life insurance policy is your iPhone, you're not doing well.
Did she have a winning lotto ticket on that motherfucker?
I don't know. But my cousin. I heard she pulled a plug because her daughter had a liver disease. She was only 29. I didn't even know she was dead. I just know her pictures. These pictures kept popping up. But I don't really read now when I see them for my family. I just keep scrolling. Somebody called and said, your cousin's daughter died. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? What cousin? What daughter? Because I don't see them.
Right. So this is not a cousin you talk to anymore.
I see her on Facebook. She always asks for clothes, but I don't give them to her. My cousin said that shit. I said, y'all niggas are still crazy. And that's why I don't go around y'all.
Rest in peace to the deceased. Over the phone.
The cell phone. I guess that's all she had because she didn't have any kids. So I was like, that's all y'all want? The lady new iPhone 14? She got a payment on that.
I guess it won't be.
You want a relationship with AT&T for 14 more months?
This shit is crazy. It is fucking crazy. That's so sick. Back to the lady in jail. So
she ain't in jail.
I mean, no. But her husband said she's gonna stick by her. The whole thing with me is who told and how wide was her vagina after 7 different dicks?
I think that it was all simultaneous. I may have that wrong, but I don't know how that they got.
Nah, Chris, you don't start with 7. Like, you work up to it. So the first guy probably told his partner, like, yo, she's smashing. You should probably holler at her.
Mm-hmm. She and just then, got hired too, didn't she?
I don't know how long she been.
Did she get fired cop. Too? Did she get fired?
She must have been a rookie cop.
Yeah. She got fired, yeah. But then I'm telling you, I know a couple female police officers, and this ain't surprising.
Yeah.
Stuff they've told me about what happens and some of the text threads that they have and some of the shit these cops be saying to each other and what they be carrying on. I am not shocked by this at all. And how big her forehead was, I'd have had to bust one off on it just because.
Oh, that's right at DL Alley too.
But you know what? That girl looks special need to me. So I see, they totally took advantage of that baby.
Well, she probably just doing tickets.
I hope looking like that she wasn't pulling over nobody.
Look, I saw a meme. This meme had me crying. Somebody had on the back of their truck that said I eat ass. And then
hold on, I got it. I have every one of these memes. You know why I pulled you over?
That is fucking horrible.
Oh yeah, like it's this poor girl.
I feel sorry for her. I just, you know, I don't know if they took advantage of her. Or...
She probably didn't have stun gun. She probably had vibrators.
That is so fucking stupid.
I can't find if she got how that got found out. But yeah, somebody had to go to HR. HR had to find
she
out.
Came to work smelling like a fish sandwich and asked her why. Oh, I just fucked 7 people on duty. I've been working.
I guarantee you they thought the body cam was off and that shit was on.
Ah, that might be it. Because they would go out on tour and she'd, you know, give them, I can say roadhead. This isn't radio. and then 2 of the cops didn't get fired, but the others did for whatever reason.
They probably ain't bust as well.
And it don't count if you don't come.
Here's the cops.
Dang, that nigga look like that nigga big.
She took a lot of that was a lot of white dick she took.
It's like the UN and
make fun.
Oh, that nigga on the K-9, you know he was getting it in.
Both.
That's who told the dog.
He stepped out. Both.
Let me ask you something. Was anybody married?
She was, and I guarantee there's like 6 or 7 guys there. They had to be married.
Apparently, outside of them doing it at work, what's the big deal?
I think it's because it's 7 coworkers that's so aberrant, right? Like,
no, you smash who's available.
I mean, usually maybe 2 coworkers at a time, but 7.
I'm telling you what happened is the partner told his other partner, like, yo, I got top from Deputy Dicksucker over here, and you should holler at her. And so his partner probably went over and was like, yo, I heard you. She was like, yeah, what you talking about? Let's go on a ride along. And before you knew it, she was deputy bus down for the whole station. They forgot to turn their body cams off, and that's how they got caught.
Crazy.
Or the dog snitched. But they be fucking like that at the police. The police, yeah.
There's no way they
be fucking like that at a police station.
Telling you.
And the way these police pull us over and shoot us, these niggas cannot be done. Yeah, they be horny.
Look, if they will shoot a nigga in the back 19 times, you best believe they will fuck a coworker on duty.
That's what I'm telling you. Those are the niggas that ain't getting no pussy. Because if you getting pussy a couple times a week, you ain't got the strength to pull no trigger. No 19 times.
So there was an anonymous complaint. The report also uncovered a Girls Gone Wild type party involving multiple officers and their families in a hot tub on Laverne's police sergeant status's house boat. Hall's top came off and the officers were drinking heavily.
Who is that?
Hall is the, she's the female in this.
Oh, so victim / perpetrator.
Yeah. Oh, so her husband was in it too. Stayed there in a hot tub at the house?
This was a Vegas, yeah, it was a houseboat. It's the sergeant, and the sergeant like is kind of high up, so he was the boss, and it was his houseboat that they're having a Girls Gone Wild party.
Just her though,
and their families. It says so. Maybe the whole police department, 12% of this police department.
I keep trying to tell y'all, they cops be wild.
Hey, like I said, they fucking and cuffing.
Don't curse. No, man. You gotta say hunching and chunky. Wow. Well, what, I mean, the little girl looked like she couldn't take that kind of deep. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad it was more whites than blacks who fucked her. Because had she had, I'm just saying, you, because that big nigga at the top looked like he was packing that motherfucking slave dick.
You know what? I contend that that's a part of why this story took off is because they put his picture at the top of everyone. Like, there's a lot of, like, sexism and racism into why this took off with the memes initially. Then it just became funny, but...
Yeah, they was trying to make her a victim, but victims don't open their legs and say, free pussy!
Like Free Willy?
No, like, Erlona! What's that commercial? Ariola! What's that commercial be like that?
Ricola?
Ricola!
Ricola!
Whoa, did you say
about what she's talking about?
Did she say Ariel?
Free Ariola, huh?
Fuck you, Dion.
You gonna make the real with that one.
Ricola! Pussy! Well, you know, some people like it long, hard, and disgusting. Myself, I don't need 7 dicks. My underwear don't even match. They would have never fucked me. Nigga, I wear cotton drawers when they come up on your titties.
Plus, it sounded like there was a lot of car sex.
Hold on, where set your fuck from? Down.
Where did you go?
Where you come from back, my dude?
Cotton eye, Joe.
The fuck are y'all coming?
Yo, that's what your underwear be singing when you put it on. Where did you come from? Where did you go?
My underwear say. What your underwear say? This nigga ain't tell me off in 2 weeks.
Who are you talking about?
What, are you on week 2?
Yeah, that nigga on week 2. He's so skinny, that's the only reason why he draws on stick to him.
Nigga, I switch my drawers every day.
Yeah, right. She said you jumping your underwear, bro.
Don't be jealous, nigga. You jump in your underwear if you had a big enough space.
Remember that time at Sky Zone?
Yeah, all your underwear tied up in the back.
You can only put your underwear on at 30,000 feet, nigga.
He do need a little gravity to help him.
You got to fall out of the airplane and put your drawers on.
Dion underwear look like leggings. Short leggings.
Okay. With that said, we're going to get the fuck out of here because we got some shit to do. Who underwear you showing me? Oh, shit.
That's your titties. That's you.
Come here on Broadway, January 20th through the 21st. Be quiet. I am on my way, Lexington, Kentucky. It's been a minute, baby. I think 2018 is the last time I was there. Chicago, January 27th through the 28th. I'm at a new spot, Chicago Improv. First time there. Comedy Club at the Starter, Hoover, Alabama. A bitch is on her way. February the 10th through the 11th, Detroit, Michigan. One of my favorite places. Music Hall Center for Performing Arts. I am there. February the 17th. Pittsburgh. I ain't been to Pittsburgh in a while, and I had to cancel because of season 3. February 23rd through the 25th, Kansas City, get ready. San Jose, get ready. Richmond, Virginia, Bridgetown, Oklahoma City. Nice place. I'm on my way back. Zanies. I love me. Oh, wait a minute. This is the first time I played Zanies, ain't it? No. This is the second time. I'm on my way to Zanies, April the 21st through the 22nd. Nashville, I'm coming. Oh,
that's the live podcast weekend, right?
Live podcast. We got a live podcast with me and Dion and Chris. Tacoma, one of my favorite places, April 28th through the 29th. I'm going on a cruise October the 27th through the 31st with Bert Kreischer. Please get your tickets now because they're going fast. Thank you so much, Buffalo, for showing up and showing the fuck out. And thank you for winning that game, Buffalo. Because if Kansas City put it down this weekend, hey, y'all going to be in town. And let me say this. If Buffalo, Buffalo already won. If Kansas City win, guess what? The AFC is in, AFC championship is in Atlanta. I have 7 tickets for sale.
Damn.
Not 7 any tickets. I have 7 floor seats.
Shit.
Holler at me, because I don't want to go to that fucking game.
Are you able to, like, buy permanent seats for any
venue? I have permanent seats.
Oh, wow.
I have permanent seats. And so the way it works, I'm have a I'm a PSL. So when you buy seats and when everything get ready to go on sale, they ask us first. Because, I mean, I don't just have a seat. I have a seat.
Right. That's cool that you can, like, go to any one of these different things instead of just... Yeah.
And they, you know, they'll ask us first, do we want seats? Do we want tickets? Or if we know about them, we just tell them. So I already told them, Beyonce coming. One day, I'm going to her shit.
Holy cow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Beyonce going where?
She's coming to Atlanta. Oh. Okay. I'm texting my rep right now. Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to go to see, I won't be in town anyway to see Buffalo game. If they come, but if Kansas City win, but it's the AFC Championship. Y'all holler at me. I got your tickets. I got you hooked up. Come on.
Guess I'll be a Bears fan for one day.
You ain't going to the game, so we have no idea what you're talking about. But anyway, he got no money.
He said,
no
fuck you, I'm giving it to strangers.
Oh, I'm not giving my ticket, I'm going to sell them.
Oh, okay.
Right.
She said, this ain't no charity, niggas. I got a stroke victim I got to deal with.
I won't care about Buffalo. Just don't bring that cold snow.
You know, I'm not going to tell you his name because I'm trying to work it out. But next on the next podcast, if you don't give me my money, I'm going to need y'all crack babies to do that crack baby shit y'all do.
I think you should not put that on anything recordable.
I shouldn't tell who he is.
I would check with land first, see if it's legal.
I would probably cut this part out.
Listen, that's your lawyer talking.
Well, yeah, when the Silverware security guard says don't do it, don't do it.
And with that, we out this bitch.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at misspatcomedy.com. For all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.